There you go. Hello, folks. Call our meeting to order. I'm Commissioner Chuck Pennell, for those that I don't know, and we've got Jim Strophas on my right and Danny Strahan on the left. All commissioners present. To begin with, I'd like to propose a order for our meeting to my colleagues here and see if they're all right with that. To begin with, so that everyone would have an opportunity to speak, I would suggest that we start with a 5-minute limit. If everybody gets through the limit and there's more time, we'll not run too long, and we want to run, give folks a second or third opportunity. Is that all right? Please, in some meetings we have a little problem with folks turning around and talking to the audience. We'd ask you to direct your comments to the commission. Please, during this issue, there's been comments about our staff. If you've got a problem with our staff, I'd ask you to say that for us either in another meeting or come to us individually. You're welcome to sit down and visit with us if you've got a problem with our staff. Please use good decorum and speak kindly. I've got a, Christy, if you would go ahead and put that form up. I've got a few copies here on this table and then also a few out in the hall. If you would rather just write down some comments and give them to us during the meeting, after the meeting, we've got a place for your name. Oops, the other one you had to. Got a place for your name. Second location is for location of a P&Z issue that you've had a problem with. What the concern? If you have a solution. There's a problem you've got, and then you've got an idea how we could solve that. If the issue, again, if it was a particular issue, when that happened, whether, you know, last month or 3 years ago or whatever. Also, at the bottom there, was our planning and zoning staff involved? Did you talk with them, or did you come to the Planning and Zoning Commission? Those aren't aware, our Planning and Zoning Commission meets regularly on the second and third Monday nights at 7 o'clock here in this room. Our Board of Adjustment meets on Wednesday, forget which Wednesday, at 7 o'clock. My hope is that those that speak, if you don't have any comments, why, that's fine. If you would just tell us you're for retaining planning and zoning, or you're not for retaining. I hope that we get some comments that identify for those that are wanting to see planning and zoning go away, that why you would want them, and if you would try to follow this form a little bit so that we can kind of get a handle on what your problem is, where you feel that we've got something that needs to be addressed. If you're here and you want to retain planning and zoning, if you would like to give us reasons you think it's valuable, I think that would be appropriate. What haven't I covered? Well, you guys okay with that?
I'm fine with everything you said, other than if you get up here and someone speaks right before you and they have exactly the same ideas that you have, I would like for you to comment that when you're called upon to speak, that you say they pretty well covered the same thing that I did, and don't go into a 5-minute conversation on exactly what the person before you said. That accomplishes nothing, really, other than if you feel the same way that they do, you can make that comment. And that makes the meeting run much smoother, and you don't have repetitiveness. And so that's all I would have to say about that.
Good point. Okay, we've got a sign-up page to help us have names correct when you come forward. We've got four that are signed up that I'll go ahead and call on if you're ready to speak. If you guys are ready, we'll go ahead and get started.
I want to say something. You mentioned something about if you have something that is staff-oriented, that you have had a conflict with the staff members, you might say staff, but do not go into names, name calling. We as commissioners will go into executive session or visit with you about that later. If you've had a problem with staff, you can mention the word staff, but no, I wouldn't go into calling out names, and because that's not the way we should handle business at the county level. And so, is that all right with you guys? I mean, that's just, I don't want to get into a situation to where we just start throwing a bunch of blame on certain individuals and end up out of control.
My feeling is, Danny, that if we, and we'd kind of like to identify whether we have problems with staff or we have problems with the code itself. The code is available. If we need to today, we can pull it up on the screen on our website, taneycounty.org. Go to Planning and Zoning Department, and you can look at the code and anytime you want, if you can get online. But anyhow, if we've got a staff problem, again, that needs to come to the county commission. And I'm hoping that we'll, or our attention will be towards what we don't like about our code or policies. What else? Good to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bob Shantz, you ready to speak? You're first on the line. Good morning. Afternoon, I should say. Welcome.
Make sure
all right.
Thank you. Jim helped me out. Those others that came up or come up after the four that have signed, please be sure to give us your name and then sign the form. And you've already got it, Bob. Just leave it there if you would,
okay.
Please. And
okay.
Good to go.
Several weeks ago when the planning and zoning issue first came up, I spoke here and I said, yes, we should get rid of it, which in a way I still think we should get rid of it. However, I thought about it and changed it a little bit. If we just get rid of it, throw it out the door, then it's going to be the Wild West and we'll have girly shows on every corner and a nudist colony and 50 acres of land. Who knows what we're going to have? We need something. But what we have today is ridiculous. The planning and zoning people in my area, when I came here 18 years ago, I checked everything out. I wanted to know who owns the property across the street, across the road. It's not a street. It's just a gravel road. Can I buy it? How much? What's the rules? And I came to Taney County to the courthouse with the real estate guy, checked out the rules. Well, guess what? In 18 years, the rules changed. I was told nobody can build there unless you have 5 acres. You can't do this. You can't do that. Now it's changed. Now, right near me, there's a trailer court. And if you looked at those trailers, my God, I mean, it's not right for me to have $500,000 worth of homes. And across the road, they have $3,000 and $5,000 used trailers sitting up on cinder blocks and drinking at night and raising Cain. So I think that was wrong. Now, somebody wants to put a marriage institute right next to my property. Well, somebody saw that. Now they want to have a prayer retreat right next to my property. And it's not right. You go down T-30 from T Highway to Ella Lane, where this new development is going to be. They're going to put 25 cabins, and planning and zoning already approved it. Now I have to go through a lot of trouble and have help to appeal it by Monday. And something that they didn't take into consideration. T-30 is a narrow road. It's got a dozen bends in it in 1.7 miles. After the 1.7 miles, it goes down to a one-lane road. That's 0.3 mile before you get to Ella Lane. Now, here is what happened. This is August the 5th newspaper. Right off of Thistle, which is half a mile away from my house, that house burned to the ground. Why did it burn to the ground? Because the pumper truck went down there, ran out of water, called for another pumper truck, and the second pumper truck couldn't get down there because there were firemen, sheriffs, medical, everybody was blocking this one-lane road. And the place burned to the ground. Now, they okayed 25 little cabins, 800 to, I think, 1,200 square feet, right near me, on a one-lane road. If there's a fire and they start burning, we're going to have the same situation here. And if it's in the summer, like it was this year, it can burn my house. If it starts burning trees and leaves and everything else. So planning and zoning is not doing a good job. On the project near me, I was here just a few days ago. Out of the 9-member board, only one person looked at the property. Now, I find it very strange that one person looks at the property and everybody, yeah, let's let him go. It's in the name of Jesus. And I was criticized because I was asked by two different women, don't you believe in Jesus? This is about making money. So we need to do something with planning and zoning. And the one thing that I would suggest to you gentlemen, something that I noticed in the last couple of days, the president of Chile, there was a problem. The president came there, stayed there all night. He got crews. He did things. You gentlemen have got to do something to straighten out planning and zoning as it is today. We really don't need to get rid of it, but it needs to be straightened out. There has to be other restrictions, other rules, and when 9 people vote, I think they should all get in a little van or something, go down there and look at this thing, because if they looked at it, I don't see how in the world they could have voted for what they did. And there is a petition going around, which you know, it's been in the paper. I've got a copy of the petition. The people put it together. I'm told they've got enough to put it on the ballot. So this is going to be dangerous. If we just get rid of planning and zoning, period, it is going to be a catastrophe. Everybody will be putting whatever they want. So I'm begging you, gentlemen, and I know we're going to have a new presiding commissioner at the beginning of the year, but you gentlemen right now, get down like the president of Chile did and do something. I don't know what to be done, but you're the three kings here running the show. We need to do something because it's not right that 2 people in my area want to put this religious thing in there, and yet there's other people who live in the area, spent every last dime they had. I didn't spend every last dime, but lately I'm running out of money. And it's not right that we build this stuff to have peace and quiet and live our old age out, and now you're going to allow 50 cars, 75 cars a day on a little narrow road. And if any of you, after supper time, go down T30, you will see various people. There's 2 girls that walk all the time. There's a young boy who rides a bicycle. There's a family with children. One's got the dog. One's got the baby buggy. They're walking with kids. They walk there. Now, and when you have
Bob, you need to find a... We're past 5 minutes already.
Oh, okay. Well, just place. Please do something.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Mayor Presley. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm Mayor Ray M. Presley from the city of Branson, and my address is 404 Judy Street in Branson. Gosh, it's always hard to follow Bob because he's so much more colorful than me.
Do your best. Do your best.
Well, thank you. Well, Presiding Commissioner Pennell, Commissioner Strahan and Commissioner Straffas, I want to thank you for the opportunity to say a few words to you here today. I so appreciate your willingness to schedule a meeting with our Taney County mayors and village representatives. I want to say thank you also to Mayor Potter, Mayor Klein, Mayor Tate, Administrator Least with Marion Woods, and Clerk Anderson with Bull Creek for their willingness to get together and discuss these issues as it relates to our cities. I have 3 more villages to contact, and I will do that in the next few weeks. I simply want to express the concerns as stated in our joint letter to the commissioners. We talked about planning and zoning, and it's important, we believe, to our county. And we believe that it facilitates maintaining a high quality of life, helps attract business to the area, and promotes harmony between the different lifestyles that choose to call the county home. We believe that we should continue to have P&Z, and we do not support its elimination. However, I am a believer of citizens to highlight issues of concern to them and the responsibility each of us has to work towards a solution while respecting all of their views. Indeed, I spent an hour this morning in Forsyth sitting at a picnic table on the banks of Lake Taneycomo. And across from me, in a very wonderful conversation, was Mr. Don Earhart. And I want to thank Mr. Earhart for reaching out to me in a very positive manner to discuss the issues that are important to him and the folks that he is talking about. And I had a chance to talk to him as well about the things that we are concerned about. It was a very frank and open discussion, but it was just an hour, so it was really the start of a bigger conversation. I think that this is an opportunity, a chance for each of us to listen and learn and to bring together bright, passionate folks to create a much improved system. Citizens have every right to believe the current structure is flawed. And indeed, at my own city, on our own city limits, we have had issues as well with development at our city borders, and we are less than happy about the way the system works for us as well. I think we have two paths laid before us. One is filled with more divisiveness, more walls, and more loud voices. Or one of more understanding, more trust, and more common purpose. Today, I simply want to pledge my efforts in good faith to begin such a conversation as a resource to the Commission for the ultimate good of all of our Taney County residents. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ryan. All right, next, George, did you want to speak? George Girth?
I'll wait a little later.
Okay.
I'll finish it
up. All right. Susan, Martin? You got something for us?
I do.
Good. Susan's one of our P&Z commissioners. We have nine, and
yes.
She's our newest one, I believe, and jumped right in.
Not anymore. I'm not the probie anymore. I think we've gotten a new one since
me.
Oh,
have we? Okay. Slipped in on.
But I'm still learning.
Okay.
And I do thank you all very much for the opportunity to come and speak. Regardless of my being on the Planning and Zoning Commission, I'm coming here as a private citizen of Taney County. And we have lived here almost 20 years, and I love this place. Raised my kids here, and I feel very strongly about the welfare and the well-being of the county and of the citizens of the county. I really believe in planning and zoning, long before I was put on the commission, because I believe planning and zoning in any community, it protects the integrity of the community, and it protects the integrity of the investment of the citizens of the community. They work very hard to buy their land, to form a business, whatever, and planning and zoning is there to protect the integrity of this. It also protects the possibility of growth and progress in Taney County. In this economy, we are looking for new ways to entice viable and positive growth in Taney County, and responsible developers are not going to want to come here if we do not have a really good set of planning and zoning codes in place. Like Mayor Presley, I agree with her. I agree that there are certain current codes in planning and zoning that are flawed and they need to be addressed. We need more continuity. Everybody should be treated fairly and equally. And the key word there is equally. I think that the Planning and Zoning Commission, with some intuitive people and some thinking people, should have the opportunity to sit down and address these concerns of the various codes. But once decided, it is incumbent upon the commissioners to support and stand behind these decisions without influence from individuals and special interest groups. It is for the good of this county and the good of its citizens. Change is absolutely inevitable, and I don't care how much we want to fight it. Lord, you get older, you get wrinkles, and I would like to fight that every day of my life, but it's coming, and I have no recourse. But should our county laws be stricter or more lenient? You can't have it both ways. So we have to reach a compromise that some of us are not going to like and other ones are going to support. But I appreciate, again, just I'm asking you all to think about this and to consider both the pros and the cons, and let's come up with a viable way to make Taney County the best that it can possibly be in the areas of planning and zoning. Thank you.
Thanks, Susan. Okay, others? Don't be bashful.
While someone's thinking if they want to speak, I was just going to point out a couple of things that people have brought up both on Monday and then just now. There is a petition circulating, which is everyone's right. Once the number of the proof signatures have been submitted, the clerk will verify, then that will come before the commission, and then we will have to put it to a vote of both if we're going to put it on a ballot and then which election. So there's a lot of steps between now and inevitably if there's enough signatures to vote on it. So that was one of the questions I think that people are bringing up. We're aware of the petition going around, and you know, so once those are all verified, then we'll at that point take the next step, which would be if we're going to put it on. But state statutes, it sure looks like in the attorney research we have to put it on the ballot. So it's one of those things we have to put on the ballot, but it's very vague on which election. So that would be really the biggest discussion that the commission would have if it if it comes before us, is which election countywide would we put it on. So that would be the next decision after they would be dismissed.
Good point. Glad you brought that up, because that question's come up.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears, as Jim said, that the commission really doesn't have at this point, if the petition brings us enough valid signatures, we'll have to decide what election to put it on and go from there.
All right. And just so everyone knows, I'm for planning and zoning. I am for the reform part of it. The rules specifically say you have to take a certain percentage of the last gubernatorial election. So if it would become before me, my vote would be for the next governor's election, I would put it on there. So if it was going to come before me in the next 6 months, I would make sure it'd be the 2012 governor's election in November. Just because if we're trying to do the same cross-section of percent of voters, I think it should be the same election that the turnout's the largest, because we need a good cross-section of, I think, voters across the whole county. So that's where I'm leaning if it does come before me. So it'd be the November of 2012.
Okay. Others? Dave? Yes, just got a sign-in sheet for those that came in late there on the podium. Give us your name before you speak. And welcome, sir. And those that came in late, we've asked you to try to hold it to 5 minutes so we can give everybody an opportunity. The way it's going now, we're going to have plenty of time. But
we? My name is Rich McCooch. I'm a resident over by Friendly Hills. And I guess the focus of my comments is not whether planning and zoning should be there, which it sure should be. It's a question of whether it ever existed. And I think the biggest concern that I have and many people have is how things have been planned and how things have been zoned. Biggest example, how is commercial property separated from individual residential property, and how ultimately when you make plans are private properties affected by commercial properties? And my own personal experiences with staff have been disappointing. I don't believe that the concern of the citizen was really taken into account, and that the planning and zoning was basically a rubber stamp for developers. And what that has created and what that has caused are situations where you have absolutely devastated the landscape, You've torn up entire areas, entire forests, entire parts of the waterfront, and now they're left empty because they couldn't complete the projects, and you have your greatest natural resources that have been destroyed. And these were safety concerns as far as putting in roads through residential properties, which have not been thought of, that are there are dangerous roads here, and they continue to be of great concern for people who are driving, you know, through the community. And I think the biggest thing that has to occur is a planning and zoning where there is not this extraordinary conflict of interest that's there. I mean, to have, let's say, a realtor who is going to rent a developer's property running the Board of Adjusters just doesn't make any sense to me. I think the people who are selected for planning and zoning have to kind of be ambivalent to the project, and they have to give a fair and balanced view of how this is going to affect the people of the community. So I'm 100% for planning and zoning. I'm just not sure that we ever had it. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Donna?
Just some information for the commission regarding elections. Mm-hmm. The only election scheduled for next year at this time is the April election. It would cost the county approximately $30,000 to put an issue on the ballot then. However, if you wait until 2012, the county will already be paying for both the August and the November election in 2012, and you'll have your largest representation of voters in the November 2012 election. Just wanted to let you have that information.
All right. Thanks, Don. Dave? Mr. Stewart? Welcome, sir.
I'm David Stewart. I live in Walnut Shade West.
Exactly where is Walnut Shade West? For
up on the hill, kind of out in the country. I'm kind of one of these third-generation natives. Planning and zoning was brought up a long time ago, and I voted against it three times and wound up on the board for about 11 or 12 years. I don't know, before a couple of the commissioners in their infinite wisdom saw fit to remove me of my duties, which I was a little upset about at the time, but I found out they did me a real favor. So all is forgiven on that aspect. But planning and zoning has been discussed in a lot of different ways, and I spent a lot of nights over here in this very room discussing planning and zoning and discussing how it could be implemented and discussing how we could hurt the fewest people but yet protect the interests of the people who are third, fourth generation families and protect those people that have been here forever. And they have no more rights than the people that buys land across the street from me. They said, well, everybody talks about hating a trailer park. I voted to approve a trailer park directly across the highway from me with the proper restrictions on it, and it's a matter of record. It's still in our records. I'm sure they haven't been destroyed. But lots of times the Planning Commission, they're the whipping boys, or girls, as the case may be. Sarah, I spent a lot of years with Sarah on the commission, for the commissioners, because the commissioners have the ultimate say-so. And the Planning Commission catches the flack, and that's just the way it is. But we went through lots of issues, and one of the real conflicts that came up all the time, I sat under five different planning administrators, and one of the real conflicts that always came up was enforcement. And each one of those said, give us the tools so we can enforce it. And so we passed more and more amendments and stuff on the code, which I have a copy of in my desk drawer at home. And when it all boiled down to it, we hurt the people that we were wanting to help by trying to get more restrictions and more and more control over it. Now, I'm like Mr. Shen. I don't know the answer. But in my mind, traditional planning and zoning, where you have R1, R2, R3, or C1, C2, 3, we discussed that many, many times, and it don't fit Taney County. You can draw a line down the middle of Taney County, and eastern Taney County is not exactly like western Taney County. But according to state statute, we can't divide that up. We have to apply the same restrictions for all citizens countywide. I want to spend one second for the mayors, and I understand their concern. I really do. But they need to research the law just a little bit because they have some say-so about what goes on adjoining an incorporated area. I know we ran into that in planning and zoning. So that's one thing that I think that we need to keep in mind when this is discussed. And I really, anymore, I don't know where I stand on planning and zoning. I just want to be left alone. I'm getting older, and I don't want them messing with me. I feel a little bit like some other people that I've talked to on that. But I know the fear came up because we were afraid that we couldn't withstand a lawsuit with the planning and zoning that we have now. Well, I think we did the best we could with what we had. So with that, I thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for serving us those years, too. Who else? Mark?
Commissioners, my name is Mark Weiss. I'm from Branson, Missouri. And I'm in favor of retaining planning and zoning. I think it's important for our future and for protecting and separating our commercial uses from our residential uses. And mainly, I'd like to see us use that $30,000 for something besides an election. I think we can improve our planning and zoning. I think we need to improve our planning and zoning. Certainly there's areas that we can do better than what we've done in the past. And if we put that $30,000 towards improving it and getting the right language that properly protects our property rights, I think we'll be further ahead than simply having a referendum and election on it. But I thank you all very much for having this forum. I think it's the beginning of an educational process, and I think there needs to be an educational process. As I understand planning and zoning, agricultural uses are exempt. And if I'm correct on that, maybe we need to make sure people understand that better than some do today. And I think they should be and continue to be, accepted from our planning and zoning codes. And, maybe performance zoning isn't perfect, and maybe traditional zoning is going to be tough, too, because it's hard to draw those lines. But frankly, we might have to look at it because we all saw what happened in Stone County when somebody took their planning and zoning process to court and a judge struck it down. So we need to be prepared should something like that happen in our county to implement a more traditional form of planning and zoning, but one that works for us, both eastern and western Taney County. Planning and zoning is one of those issues where, you might be upset with it because of something that happened to you or someone else that may not have gone the way that you wanted. But I'm going to share a little story that I just heard a week ago. Stone County is going through an election on planning and zoning. So there's a group of people that lived in a particular area, many of which signed the petition to do away with it. After the election is set, they learn that there are two applications in their neighborhood for a concentrated animal feeding operation. We're talking more than 1,000 chickens. And suddenly, those people realize planning and zoning is what protects them from that very thing. Those two applications, which were scheduled to be heard this month at Stone County Planning and Zoning, have been removed. They're simply waiting to see if it's a Wild West again, and then they can do what they want. Those people that signed that petition wish they could have taken their name off of it. Let's do the right thing. Let's improve planning and zoning, but let's retain it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Somebody else? Come on up.
My name is William Dooley. And I am in favor of planning and zoning, but I want to know where it stops at. You build your house over here and a guy puts a junkyard across the road. Now, is that in planning and zoning or is that just a junk house?
Anybody want to answer that?
Now, I want to know, is planned zoning, is that just on building houses, or is that trying to clean the place up?
We've got, I'll take a stab at it. Don't know how good I'll do, but I'll take a stab at it. We have a nuisance ordinance. If you've got an individual that is not doing a business, he simply has some extra cars and has them in or this or that, the county has a nuisance ordinance that can look into that.
Okay.
If you have somebody that wants to put in a business, a salvage business across from you, they would have to come through a planning and zoning process. So you would have, or your neighbors would have, an opportunity to say, hey, we think this fits our neighborhood, or we don't.
I suppose they already done it, and they haven't got no zoning there. Then where you go?
If someone is actually, my understanding of our code, if someone's actually running a business, and it didn't, and it happened since planning and zoning came in, which was 84 or 86, whatever, you can bring that to planning and zoning's attention, and they, I'm no attorney, I can't tell you exactly how that would work, but they might have to come through the process if they did not do that.
Now, I went to the other place that you said about getting junk cleaned up, and it's nothing but a snake hole and a rat hole. But I don't know how you get it out.
If
bulldozer, I could clean it up, but
if you would like, anyone that has an issue you're talking about, again, county has a nuisance ordinance, and you can stop up at our office, second floor, give us a call, 546-7204, and you can file a complaint. And if there's trash, abundance of inoperable cars, sewer leaking, there's a number of things that ordinance covers. And we can try to tackle it for you that way.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks for coming up. Who else? Mr. Clemson, welcome, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is David Clemson. I'm a resident of Hollister, Missouri. Been a resident of Taney County for not quite 40 years. I think it's good to address the issue of where do we start from and where we go from here. In 1966, I believe, was the date that we passed the planning and zoning ordinance in the county. In 1972, Ed Akers and myself, on behalf of the Branson Hollister JCs, approached the county commission to see what were they doing to implement the planning and zoning. And Junior Strahan was presiding commissioner at that time. And I believe he was probably the presiding commissioner when the plan actually got started in 1984-86. We were a third-class county back in those days. We're now a first-class county. To all of a sudden drop planning and zoning when the status of our county has improved from 3 to a 1, means that we're just going backwards. We're going to start all over again, and the Wild Wild West, as it was coined earlier, was a good phrase. I've been on the Board of Adjustments since 1993, and yes, my background includes being a real estate agent, but it also includes being a businessman, had my own business in tax preparation, served on the bank board for 25 years. So I bring a wealth of knowledge to the process. And this is a voluntary procedure. The commissions sit on the Planning and Commission at their own will, as do the ones that sit on the Board of Adjustments. And it's a hot seat. Anymore, we're seeing attorneys approaching the Planning and Zoning Commission. Attorneys coming to approach the Board of Adjustments. And there is a process. It may not be the best process, stands to improvement, but to sign a petition saying that you don't want P&Z and you're still in favor of P&Z, I don't think anybody understands what can happen. So my charge is to keep charging. And when I am now no longer needed in my capacity on the Board of Adjustments, I'll be glad to take my boots off and watch that TV set. But until then, I'm still fighting. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Who else would like to speak? James? Welcome, sir.
Yeah. I've heard many people say that planning and zoning is a hot topic right now. I've been here 14 years and been a hot topic every minute I've been here. But of all of a sudden, it might not be the hottest topic. We seem to have a little discontent that the voters have the right to go back and vote on something contrary to media belief that we've had many present-day votes on this. By my calculation, it was 30 years ago, as of when this goes back on the ballot, that planning and zoning was voted on. And I believe there was a quote in the paper and that there have been many votes in the present time or something. Well, that's not so. I do know, I've heard just what I thought I would hear on some of the opposition for people to get to express their rights toward planning and zoning. I hear the word CAFO brought up again. Mighty powerful word. Been used many times in the past. Unsuccessfully in the building code argument. And also very unsuccessfully in the presence of trying to pass CAFO laws in Taney County. Tremendous battle. I don't know why I can remember these things and many other people don't seem to have them anywhere in their mind stat. 2002, I believe, and I could be misquoted on the date, that CAFO laws was tried to be passed, not basically knowing how to do it, but to bring it through planning and zoning. Planning and zoning voted unanimously. Sorry. Voted 6-3, 7-2, something of those numbers, not unanimous, I know what that means, not to bring the FEMA laws to Taney County. Yet when it got to the county commission said, yes, you will, and we will adopt the FEMA laws. The same kind of arguments going through the CAFO laws of others, there's going to be a tremendous amount of concentrated animal feedlots brought to Taney County. I know at the time Farm Bureau got involved, and I heard the word hog farm mentioned in the newspaper as of late. I'm the assessor of Taney County. I can't drive to a hog farm today in Taney County other than the very elite and very spectacular environmentally sound hog farm at College of the Ozarks. I can't go to a place today in Taney County and say, oh my gosh, look at all these hog farms. It used to be a thing of the past, but to use them what I would call in rhetoric form, as a view of opposing votes toward this issue, I was a hog farmer. Had many. Had a lot. My wife said, you're crazy. And I was. I had 50 sows. I had a 50 sow operation. I know about hogs. I know where they're at. I still, to this day, as the assessor and as an individual, ought to know where they're at. But I can't find them, guys. I cannot find them. They're not out there. So to use that in a form of rhetoric against planning and zoning votes is kind of out of the ordinary. I'm also disappointed in the November 2012 election date if these people are getting a petition together based on gubernatorial numbers of 2010 or 2008, that election might null and void the vote if the numbers change for that election to even have a petition on the ballot. I'm a little concerned at that. The citizens I've been talking to are very, very upset and very confused. I appreciate everyone that ever served on one of these boards. But I've seen in the paper some writings about the assessor. What business was of his, why he should stand up, should he stand up on county time, should he stand up on personal time, written by the Seagull and Branson. But there, planning and zoning has confused, not just because I'm the assessor, the assessment process more than any other body, I don't know what term to use, that there is in the courthouse. Vast numbers of recordings upstairs. Call lot 1, block 15. Replot of lot 6 and 7 in the same block 15. We've got foreclosures coming against lot 15, which has to be separated, and it is not lot 1 anymore. We have issues on a daily basis. We have hundreds of 1- and 2-lot subdivisions in Taney County. 1- and 2-lot subdivisions. We have agriculture farms, and I'm going to use the word forced into minor subdivisions. And I, real quickly here, I know 5 minutes is rolling past. A lot of people don't like the sound of my voice.
How about the commission? James is slightly over already. You want to give him some more time or not?
It's up to you guys. They don't
matter to me. I've heard him multiple weeks in a row. It's, if you can find a stopping point, that'd be great.
Okay.
In my perspective.
It's a great stopping point, and you'll hear about it, I'm sure, later on here. Thank you.
Thank you, James.
But we can bring them back after everyone else. That's what
okay,
we agreed
yeah,
to.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Anybody else? Don, come on up. Afternoon.
My name's Don Earhart, and I guess along with James and myself, we've kind of been the instigator on getting this petition circulated to get planning and zoning overturned. Myself, I don't want planning and zoning overturned as such. I don't even want to pass this old petition out. I'm retired. But here I am out circulating this petition because I see something really broke in this county, and I don't see anybody fixing it. And I don't think we've got your attention in the past about saying we got a problem with planning and zoning. There's been, after I started circulating this petition, I've had people after people call me and look, and my number's not too easily found in the phone book. They call me at home saying, listen to my story. And I feel like saying, why don't you call the commissioners up and tell them your story? But I don't. I listen to them. And they say, bring me by a bunch of these, I'll have all my friends sign it. Well, I do. And then I go out and I find some of their friends, and they start telling me their stories. I don't think it's so much planning and zoning as the what you've got on the dotted line's a problem. I think your administration's the problem. A big problem. And I think that you get that straightened out, I don't care how many codes you put in place, it's still going to be the same problem. I have a problem maybe with the state more than the county on how the voting takes place. Now, the state requires on codes, basic codes for the county, they're to be voted on with just the county included, not the cities, not the townships, just the county. But when it gets to planning and zoning, all the people in the whole county gets to vote on whether the county gets to have planning and zoning or not. I think that's a far cry from where it should be. The people that it really involves are not the ones that has the big say, because in the cities, they have a lot more population than the county. And in the cities, their zone planning and zoning is a completely different set of rules than the county has. So therefore, the people in the county should be voting for their own justice or injustice as how the code should apply to them. I don't think this will go very far, because it's as far as the voting, because the people in the city also want to say, well, if we're under zoning codes, planning and zoning codes, you should be under them as a county. And why should your restrictions be any more restricted than ours, or ours more than yours? But it seems like there's an unfairness of this, because we as county people do not get to go into their cities and vote for their codes. It's a one-way street. And in the county, we're going the wrong direction. And I don't like this. So, I had to ask myself when I first got up here, it's kind of like a guy going in to make a speech in front of a people of crazy people, a whole house of crazy people. He stands up and he says, "Why are we here?" And one of the crazy people says, jumps up and says, "Because we're not all there." And I feel like maybe that's where we're at here. Is why are we all here? And the answer may be because some people aren't doing their job the way they should. And also, I want to thank Mayor Rayan Presley for meeting with me this morning. And I want the people in Branson to know that they have a lady that is strictly on their side. And she would be a wonderful addition to any city for a mayor. She has the heart of the people in mind, and she has a very methodical way of going about making good judgments. By the way, if anyone wants to sign up this sheet, you just come by and see me, and you can sure sign up.
Thank you, Don. I agree with you on our mayor, but she's sure going to make it hard for us to work with her. She's going to have the big head. Who else? Commission, anything to add?
Yeah, I do, too. I got a few things to say.
Okay.
I think it's a shame that we're in this position. As most people know, when it comes to transportation and planning, that I'm a big advocate of trying to help in the transportation system to our county. Our sewers are 25 years advanced to most neighboring counties. That's all a planning situation. We have the obligation as leaders to listen to the citizens when they have a plea. When the citizens come forth and they have the right to sign a petition to do away with planning and zoning, it's a big thing to think about. But I have seen that the short time that this petition's been out there, that there's been probably close to 1,000 people is the number that I'm hearing already signed the petition. it is a concern that we all have to live with. But when one person is abused enough with a decision by planning and zoning, that it makes groups of people, as Mr. Earnhardt said, want to stand up and sign a petition, then it's time for us as leaders who have let you down responsibly to take action and try to improve on the codes that are initiated. Sometimes adding to is not the best solution. Taking away could be a better solution to a problem. And sometimes the codes are so complicated that we see things that take place that benefit one person, but the neighbor can look down the street and see that he's not getting the same treatment or opportunity that his neighbor's getting. We see things take place in the county that these rooms have been filled on people that were again a certain project, and the tough job of a planning and zoning commission made a decision that was against those people, and that makes it very, very difficult, because anytime that petition sheet goes around to those people, they'll sign the petition sheet because they think there's something wrong with P&Z. I just want to give you one idea that comes into focus, is the millions of dollars that have came into Taney County in the last couple of years. A lot of those dollars have been tied. One of the first questions on the application, do you have planning and zoning? So those are things to think about, pro or not pro. I took a hit from one of the newspapers on, had a discussion about as long as this one I've had with you, and there was one line in there that I said that I did not want. I live where we have 1,500 acres, and if I want to get out there on a bulldozer and clear off some property for my business, I don't want P&Z interfering with me. Well, that was repetitive in the paper twice. It wasn't what else was said, but it was what the paper wanted to put on Danny Strahan's shoulders to say, look, who's this idiot that is so radical that he does, that would make a statement like that? They didn't put the entire story in there, what I had said. So being for or against planning and zoning, we're here to represent the people, and we're here to represent them equally and fairly. And that's all I've got to say.
Okay. Jim, somebody else? Yes. George, come on up.
I came down here in the 50s. I first hauled little baby chicks in an old bus clear to Springdale from northeast Missouri. Brought some of the boys down here to Rockaway in the 60s, or in the 50s, when it was real nice. I came down here in the 60s for about 10 years. Then I moved down here in the 70s, cleared a piece of property to put a campground in. The state park over there had a little pond, a cesspool, not as big as this area right here. Not there, but here. I decided I wasn't going to have that situation. Silver Dollar City had four of them. That's all they had. And I doubt if they have anything better today. I put in a legitimate 30,000-gallon aerated sewer plant. Kimberling City didn't even have that good a setup. I go into a retention basin. Then I go into 250 feet of lateral line. They don't like that. I happen to be the only one that had sewerage in this whole damned area. Now then, planning and zoning came up in 72, was it, or 3 or 4 or 5? I was entirely for it because I did it the right way. I got ran over and crushed doing it, putting that park in. I've got the best lines in the world put in and also engineered by the books and also permitted. The reason I went lateral is because it was a much cleaner operation, and you can get sued if you dump water on your neighbor. They are after me. The city's after me. They got a dog barking me. They will not allow me to hook my lines up without pressure testing them, going through a bite. Want me to put 250-pound pressure lines in. They want me to go 1,000 feet through rock. And the way our economy is now, they've kept me from operating. I paid my dues. I've got good lines. They're engineered. What's wrong with that crowd? I'm done. He's right.
Anybody else? Mark?
Commissioner Pennell, I thought I'd better get up here because I didn't sign the first time, but I did want to comment before I sit down on one thing that was brought up, and that is the matter of the election and who would be voting should this come to a vote. I happen to live in Branson today, but I moved to the county, and I voluntarily annexed into the city of Branson. So I view myself as a happy resident of Branson, a proud resident of Taney County, a citizen of Missouri and of the United States, and I plan to vote in every one of those elections that affect my community. I am a part of Taney County, and I live in Branson today, and I do plan to vote. And should this come to an election, I'll be voting for retaining planning and zoning.
All right. James, did you want to clock? We've gone through the list. Anybody else?
No, I'm following my wife's instructions. When she heard enough of me, she makes it
clear. Probably a smart move. Okay, Nancy, come on up.
Mark.
Oh, it's not. They had there's lots of lines.
My name is Nancy Hilburn. I've been also a citizen of the county for 40 years, for right at 40 years, since 1971. I lived in Stone County for 6. Sorry. I was only like a mile into the county, but... I just wanted to address something, and I may be kind of repeating, yes, because not to. But I live in the city limits of Branson. Branson does have restrictions. We have planning and zoning. They're working on new nuisance ordinance that actually I've set on a task force that's helped, look at some of that and maybe help the city with rewriting it. But I'm more here as a citizen of Taney County. Never once has it crossed my mind that because I have restrictions, people in the county should have restrictions too. I think both should have restrictions because it adds value to our real estate. It adds value to our life. And I think that if we just throw it out the window, we're really messing things up. Now, I've read the county zoning codes probably about 3 years ago because I had an issue with a client. I am a realtor. Had an issue with a client where he was maybe wanting to rezone a piece of property, so we read them. I don't really remember them. I haven't been involved with meeting with the commissioners. But if there's an issue there, then let's just look at it. You know, there's a saying that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But maybe if it is broke, let's fix it. And that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy.
I'll be like Mark and take care of them.
Other comments?
I made just one point, one thing out. Back in June 15th of 2009, the county commission did take the first step into fixing the planning and zoning code. We hired an engineer company to start working on it. It's not a quick process, and we realize that. And there's planning and zoning obviously is very passionate on both sides of the fence here. But we as a commission have agreed, to start reforming the existing planning and zoning code. We're not close to coming out with a code book yet, but we have started. I mean, what we've got accomplished so far is proposed districts of how we would zone to move away from the performance zoning, which is what Stone County had challenges with. So as a commission, we've taken some steps. It's a very passionate discussion item. That's why it's moving so slowly. But I hear you loud and clear, and I think we all agree it's a broken system. And the question really comes down to, do we want to do away with it, or are we saying, by putting it to a vote, we're saying we want to reform it? And I hear everyone's comments loud and clear. And if there's people listening or if you talk to them, have them call the commission. I want to know specifics of how. What we need to address first, the code book's, I think, 104 pages long is what I think the current code book is. There's a lot of things in there that we need to fix. But we also need to prioritize it so that we can fix as fast as we can the most critical issues. And as a commission, I'm still in office for 2 more years. I'm still going to move forward with fixing the existing code book until it does come up to a vote. I think that's one of the duties that I feel like I've got is we're going to try to fix what is broken until it's no longer by the vote of the people. So please contact the commission, emails, phone calls, whatever it takes to let us know or let me know specifically what we're trying to, where we need to focus our attention first.
Yes, sir. Neil, come on up.
I promise I won't take more than my 5 minutes if I can get this filled out.
Good to go.
First of all, I have not been here for 50 years or thereabouts. I have no blood relatives in Taney County. I have a wonderful married relative. I want to just summarize some of the things I've heard. And one of the things I hear is that, well, somebody's a citizen of a city. And somebody pointed out, yes, they're a citizen of a city and a county. A city is in a context of a county. It's surrounded by the county. And what happens in the county certainly affects the city itself. One other thing I've heard is about when do we vote. Well, that may be or may not be a matter of law, but if you want to look at it from a statistical standpoint, the best referendum from the county would be when you have the most people voting, which would probably be an election in 2012. And the thing that I've heard the most is, well, it's broken. If I had a Mercedes sports car and it had bad brakes, it would be unsafe and dangerous. But I wouldn't throw it out. I'd try to fix it. And this idea of throwing out planning and zoning is one of the silliest things I've heard. I've heard a lot of people say, well, we need to fix this, we need to fix that. That's fine. But throwing it out will take us back a whole bunch of years before I was born, and that's a long time ago.
Thank you. Yeah, you put your name down, didn't you, Bill?
But you didn't tell us.
Oh,
I'm Bill Cornett.
Bill Cornett.
The person.
That's right.
I don't have a
Who else? James?
Yeah, I do have something to say. But it's not going to be 5 minutes. Be brief.
Are you going to be in trouble with your wife over this?
Yeah, well, maybe she went outside to get the mail or something.
Oh, okay. All right.
While we're doing all this deciding and taking 2 or 3 years, we've got citizen after citizen having to hire surveyors, plat after plat having to be filed. And that's on the people that this is affecting. I know many in this room is probably not affected by this. This is in my office, and anybody wants to run the stats, we've got hundreds, I told you, of two-lot subdivisions. That cost this citizen. That cost this citizen to do this. We've got many, many farms. I've got them represented here, put in many subdivisions. I've got one here that's got 63 acres in lot one, 2 acres in lot two. It cost them lots of money to do this. Agriculture's exempt. I wish they'd put it in the paper. I know you said it. Why did these people have to spend hundreds of dollars if agriculture's exempt? I'm telling you, yes, it's broken. Yes, it needs fixing. But it don't need to wait till 2012. It needs to occur now. And these people might need reimbursed for the bothersome problems planning zoning has brought upon them. Thank you.
Okay. Doc or Bob?
I'm going to be brief also, but if it's going to take several years to fix this problem, can we put a moratorium on planning and zoning, whatever decisions they make, from now until that thing is voted on? I mean, that's what we need to do. And in my area, I counted the houses yesterday. There's 23 houses on one street, 37. There's probably 75 homes, and if you figure two of the people have lived there over 100 years, their families have. Denny and Britton. There's others lived there 50 years, 40. I've lived there almost 20. We probably have 1,000, 1,200, 1,500 years of living there. But what does planning and zoning do? They listen to somebody who comes here for 2 years, and they're going to tell us what to do. That is not right. So, thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. You're fine. Go ahead and give us your name, too, or speak it for us, please.
My name's Jennifer Smokey, and I live just off of T Highway on T10. And as I listen to the planning and zoning and also on the sewer district, I've been involved in that. I don't know how you go about changing the policies. I've been to all of the meetings that I can go to, and all I can get is, that's our policy. And that's for a year now. And on planning and zoning, years ago, we had a thing that affected our area there, and a lot of people went in response to it. It was a dog kennel, and right around it, I own one of those awful mobile home courts, you know, the affordable housing in the county. And it's something where we try and give them a good place to live. And right in the middle of 3 mobile home courts, they put a dog kennel. To me, it's just common sense that probably isn't the place it should have been. But we've learned to live with it, and they're nice people. I bring my dog there to get groomed. I mean, they're nice people. But the thing is about common sense. The reason they gave us that it was approved was because it was commercial property. It used to be a fence company. They didn't make much noise, but I know what time those dogs are fed in the morning. And so it's just common sense. To me, it seems like there has to be some thought gone into this, not because it's policy, but because we're human beings, because there's just a neighbor. We should know our neighbors, and we need to get along with our neighbors. And so many times, it's those policies that makes fences necessary.
Thanks.
Now, I want to say something about her statements. This lady has came to SUR board meeting after SUR board meeting. She has a simple request. She has been to planning and zoning meetings. She has come to commission meetings. And we have heard her comments. We take no response. We have no response. It's policy. I have a situation, and I'm not going to get into the mayor of Branson's situation over there because this took place before she was mayor. But we had the situation over there to where a couple of ladies that have lived here all their life had some property, and the city came to us, and they wanted us to take their property to build a road. But they didn't want to give them an entrance so that they might benefit from the road that was being built because it wasn't in the master plan. It wasn't their policy. So it's time to think about people like Mrs. Smokey and other individuals that have no other place to go but come before P&Z, sewer boards, and the county commission. They live here too. They have common sense. And I place the blame upon us, our leaders, for not having this straightened out before it comes to this point.
Okay. Others? Don?
I wish a lot more people was like Jennifer Smokey. She's one fine lady, and she comes petitioning a lot of really sensible things, and nobody listens to her. Except Danny, maybe. I don't know about you other guys, but nobody's done anything. Help her out. I hate this. Man, this gentleman back here was saying that that he had a fine car. If he had a fine car, he wouldn't just park it because it had something broke on it. But I'm telling you, if you got the steering part of your car broke and you're going to wipe out a lot of other people, it's better to shut that thing down than go and wreck some people. And that's what this place is doing. It's wrecking people in this county. And until somebody stops this train, it's going to keep right on rolling along. My wife always has a theory about government anyway. She says it's on a runaway train and nobody's at the wheel. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Bill?
Just a quick reference.
Please, everybody come to the mic. We're recording as well as we're on the internet.
I appreciate that if the brakes are broken, the steering's broken, that we need to sort of slow down a bit, or maybe stop it a bit. But to throw it away is not the right way. If there's something that can be fixed, let's fix it. And I think that planning and zoning is there. There's a structure there. There's how many pages?
It seems 104 is what I think.
104 pages. If we want to throw it out, we'd have to start all over. Let's take the 104 and find out what's wrong and get it fixed.
Okay. Anybody else?
Don, would like to speak again.
Don?
I think I've given everybody the wrong idea that I'm not for planning and zoning.
Pardon me?
I'm for planning and zoning.
Okay.
I want everybody to know this. I'm for planning and zoning. but I want it ran right. Now, until somebody listens and says, we're going to fix this and we're going to fix it with the next month. We got something coming out. We're going to put a proposal on it. We're going to have this thing fixed in the next 30 days. We're going to have some new people put in office over here to run this that runs it in accordance with the way it should go. I will listen to this, but it's not happened. So consequently, what I'm saying is, let's stop this train. Let's stop it and let's get it fixed.
Okay. Who else? Dave?
I want to defend the old planning and zoning just a little bit.
All right. Come on, then, old timer.
We're talking about fixing the problem, and this isn't something brand new. When I sat on the commission, we hired Diane May, and it's Southwest Missouri State then. It's Missouri State now, and I support the Lady Bears, as everybody knows. But we hired Diane May because we got a better deal on it, trying to save the county money. And it went through with the full approval of the commissioners and everything. And we addressed this problem, and we worked on it hard. Lots of volunteer time, lots of nights spent. Matter of fact, we spent a lot of nights on the commission back during the early 90s over in the gymnasium because this would not hold, even begin to hold them, and it didn't have air conditioning. I've stayed there till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. This is not a new problem. And I realize that when it comes to our back door, it becomes a more pressing problem to all of us. That's human nature. But we worked on it back then, and one of the things that became evident very quickly, the more limitations you put in and the more things that you put in it to try to address the problem, to give them teeth, to enforce the problem, then the more we hurt the small developers, the small people, people that live right here in our neighborhood trying to make a living. And we just pretty well ousted those people from the business. And then they started moving in from Springfield, from out of state, from Texas, Oklahoma. They came from everywhere. And then we really did have problems. So I just want to leave that on your mind, that I've been through that, and I've been through all the horror years of the early 90s.
Okay. Pardon me? Dave Stewart. Who else?
Can I make
something? Sure.
And you know how I feel about leaving them wanting more, and I feel very strongly about that. However, there are a lot of injustices in this world. I want food stamp reform. I want education reform. I want welfare reform. But it's going to take time. And I have read the planning and zoning codes, and there's a lot of things that I don't understand, much less, you know, maybe I would agree with them or disagree more, and I'm trying to. And I think that everybody who sits up there on the Planning and Zoning Commission is trying to do the best for Taney County and trying to understand. And I really sympathize with that, Ms. Smokey. I understand that. As a citizen and as a homeowner, I really understand that. We just need the opportunity to be given the opportunity with the engineer's help and to fix the problem, to make it better. But we've got a good foundation going, and we can improve it with time and with effort and with consideration. And I think that now that this has come to a head and we have all been made aware that it's a problem, that it needs to be readdressed, then I think that the next step is to take the codes that we've got and the foundation and make them better. That's what I have to say.
Thanks, Susan. Bob?
10 seconds. I recently got this book, 10 Principles for Improved Business Climates, and I just want to read you this one little thing which is blacked in here. Regulations impose heavy burdens on businesses and individuals, yet frequently produce few, if any, social benefits. And I think that's where our problem is.
Okay. Doug.
Uh,
Thank you. My name is Doug Lay. I happened to, in 2010, be the president of the Trilex Board of Realtors, but I've lived in Taney County since 1962 as a child. I think that planning and zoning is very important in the city and the county in everything that we do, that we need to have structure. But there, you know, I agree wholeheartedly with James that our system allows for when people aren't happy with something to petition to change that, and I think that needs to be respected. I am for planning and zoning, and my association will most likely back planning and zoning in Taney County if that vote comes up. But I think that as a citizen, sometimes that realtors are giving it's implied that we are only for the people from California, Texas, and whatever counties were mentioned there. But we also sell property for the people that live in Taney County. And some of the very, very best people I know are farmers. And I respect their rights and every landowner's right. And if you buy a piece of property, you should have the right to develop that piece of property as long as you don't interfere with someone else's property. And that's one of our God-given rights. And I think that, you know, planning and zoning is obviously broke. No one would be here if planning and zoning wasn't broken. It needs to be fixed. And I would just like to volunteer my association if you want people to help change those, give ideas, people that in my association that work with landowners and property owners all the time, I would volunteer my association, members of my association, to help with that. The city of Branson has some ordinances that they are changing, a nuisance ordinance, and they have asked us, and we have a small committee that has went with them and met with Mayor Presley and their planning and zoning committee, and you know, we give them a lot of our ideas, and a lot of them they're not going to use. But we have some people that are involved in everyday property rights that we have some good input. So I would just, as the president of the Trilex Board, I would like to volunteer our association if you would like input on helping to change the code. Thank you.
Thanks. Others? While you're thinking, I've got a couple comments I'd like to throw out. Don Earhart started our petition. I heard Don say today that he's not necessarily wanting planning and zoning overturned. And I've heard a number of people that say that they don't necessarily want planning and zoning overturned. But the issue came to the head of the table, I don't know, a month ago or whatever it was, and the thought was, get a petition signed and let's get rid of planning and zoning. Mr. Shantz, if I can pick on you just a second, Bob, not really picking on you, but you mentioned today that we initially get rid of it, but then after you thought about it, well, not necessarily we want to get rid of it, but we've got some issues that need to be resolved. And we do have issues. Jim mentioned earlier we started a year ago working on planning and zoning, redoing the code. Frankly, it initiated, in my opinion, that the Stone County issue pretty much forced us to that. And so we started working on it. And it's a slow process. Since I've been a commissioner, they've talked about it's going to take 2 or 3 years. We talked about the master plan. They've mentioned Diane May with the government association. And we battled that back and forth. And I was against doing the master plan and was against it for a long time. Anyway, it came up last year because of the Stone County case. I was sold. I think I was sold rightly that we can't go on this way. We've got to do something. So we started something. Slow process. We've got a little bit done. We've got a long ways to go. I'm talking a year or two probably with the help of realtors, with the help of anybody that'll come along. Now, saw my friend shake his head. I'm saying a year or two before we have a different code. The process is, if there's a problem, and we've made amendments along the way in the last few years, if we have an issue and we see it's a problem, the process is, and the county commission can start it. My understanding, we could go to the Planning and Zoning Commission and say, here's a problem. Well, for instance, we've got one right now about building duplexes. And the county commission passed word to the P&Z commission, we want to see this fixed. We've got a problem right now with people being able to build duplexes in the county. So the process is, the Planning and Zoning Commission brings us a recommendation for a change, and then the county commission votes in favor or against it. So what I'm saying is, we can change our code. We can start on it. We're doing it now. We're having issues like that come up. It can happen. It is happening. The form I've asked, that I put up here, is for, we need, for instance, the duplex issue. Somebody brought us the issue. And government's slow, always is, I think. But we started working on it. And I hope to see us resolve something here in the next month or two before I leave office on this duplex issue. And there may be other issues. There's one that James brought up about the number of small subdivisions. And I just had opportunity yesterday to look at that. And in fact, just for grins, would you go ahead and pull up and see if you can find on our code there 5.2. So anyhow, it's been said many times this afternoon, our system is broke. Okay? If you want to say it that way, that's okay. We can do things without doing away with it. If we do away with it, I think we're going to hurt ourselves. That's just my opinion. Everybody's got their own opinion. If you bump up just a little bit without losing 5.2, if you come in and you have a parcel of property that is, whatever the acreage is, let's use 40 acres, that's good, thanks. And you want to sell or give to somebody 5 acres off of that property. In order, and it's even highlighted there, to get that approved administratively, you have to go ahead, I'm sorry, Christy, go ahead and bump up to the title of that if you wouldn't. Okay, 5.1, minor subdivisions. You have to go through this process on minor subdivisions to have it done administratively, which means for our P&Z staff to get that done without going before the Planning and Zoning Commission, you've got to go through this process. And through that process, we end up with the small subdivisions that James has mentioned. Okay, go back to 5.2 now if you don't mind. But what we're seeing, what I saw yesterday, and I had help seeing it. It wasn't my brilliance, but this 5.2, which is already in our code today, says all divisions of land that do not fall within the provisions of a minor subdivision shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning Commission. So, if you don't want to go through that administrative process, if you don't mind going through the 2 or 3 week time period to bring it before the Planning and Zoning Commission, you can do that. And it would stop what I hear James complaining about, these small subdivisions, 1 and 2 lot subdivisions. This just came up on the table yesterday, and I visited with one of our local surveyors that does a lot of work. He says there's state law that would limit it to just one lot. You could only divide one lot. And there's some questions to be answered. I hesitated. I hadn't made up my mind to bring this up, but here we are. Because we need to look at it state law-wise, because there's laws that we don't have any control over, as somebody was talking about earlier. Anyhow, there's our code on that. And it had never been done this way. We'd always had this notion that we got to go through the minor subdivision if you want to sell off 5 acres. Please hear me. I may be shot down next week with reasons this won't work, but it's worth looking into, and it would address an issue that James brought up. Agriculture has been mentioned a number of times today and through this process. It was said that the county sent out a notice in our tax statements some years ago that said if you had an agricultural property, you had to get a permit. And if you'll give me just a second, I think I can put my hands on it. It said all agriculture structures must receive a permit to build a structure. That's simply not true at all. Agriculture, and somebody reminded earlier on in the meeting, agriculture is exempt. If you want to dig a pond, if you want to clear your land to harvest or to have more cattle, if it's an agriculture property, and we've had the statute up a week or two ago, and it's clear. In my mind, it is. Maybe I'll get shot down on this too. But I don't believe that agriculture has to have a permit. If you're doing an agriculture property or a project, whether it be clearing land, building a barn, or what it is, you don't have to have it. But this keeps coming up over and over again. It's been put out. I saw it in the feed store when I went to get the chicken feed the other day. Here's this notice that says, you got to get a permit. Somebody show me in our code, and I'll take me a few minutes to find it, but I'll show you in the code where it says agriculture is exempt. And yet it keeps coming up. I harped on that one too long, probably. Excuse me. Anyway, the form that's here, if regardless, let's say that, for instance, if the petition passes and we put it on the ballot at the very quickest opportunity, it's going to take some time. And you don't know until we have the vote where you stand. And it may not pass. It may not pass to take it away. So we have the opportunity, again, on at least one project right now besides the whole ball of wax, we're working on it. The idea of doing away with it without giving it a good shot, use Bill's example of the Mercedes, without, yes, take it off the road if it's dangerous, but fix it. And if we work at it, I'm a short timer here, it'll take some time on some of the things. But we need to be working on it. I apologize. I'm going too long. James, you want to shoot me down on what I said?
I'll be your Huckleberry.
Have at it.
We got many farms in Taney County that got put in minor subdivisions. Let me read. Minor subdivision of a farm is agricultural land. Let me read from the code. Where minor subdivision on page 9 of 107. Minor subdivision, a specific type of land subdivision that includes certain limitations and approval processes. Now, if agriculture is exempt, why is it forced into minor subdivision that have certain limitations and approval processes?
Hang on, James. Is this what you're speaking to on the screen here?
You betcha.
Minor subdivision. Again, yep. James, hang on just a minute, and I'll give you the full tilt. That is talking about a minor subdivision, if you would please go back to 5.2 for me, Christy. For up till today, we went through the process of a minor subdivision, as that shows you right there. If you wanted to split off 5 acres, that's what they had to go through, and that's where we've come up with the small subdivisions. But 5.2, she's going back to it, reads that the code has in there, and we've not seen it. All divisions of land that do not fall with the provisions of a minor sub shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning Commission. The opportunity appears to be there to fix the problem that you're presenting to us. Give us a chance to look at it. Instead of voting to take out planning and zoning, give us a chance to fix it. 63-acre
farm right here belongs to these gentlemen and this lady. She gave their son, I went ahead and printed it out because sometimes it gets confusing for people. 2 acres was given to their son to build a house that faced the highway. They had to name and get it surveyed. They had to name this, and I'm not going to say the first name of the subdivision because I don't want to expose them. And it's called Lot 1 now, 63.5 acres of agriculture land. Now, if agriculture's exempt, why was this required? I'm just going to go there. I'm going to argue about it. I'll just tell you, it's occurring day after day. People are out the expense to do it. And then I'm going to pull this and read, like I did last time, from my pocket, from a tax statement in 1999. And it does say, and I said on my statement, similar language to agriculture has, it says before starting any construction. It doesn't exclude agriculture. It
does
include homes, manufactured homes, garages, patios, decks, carports, pools, etc., 100 square foot or larger. Call Taney County Planning to determine which, if the word et cetera is used even. It's covering all kinds of structures. If it says any construction, and it says also violation of this requirement is considered a Class A misdemeanor. So that's all I got to say on it, and I'm sure the general public and this group here is about sick and tired of hearing me and Mr. Pennell go head-to-head on this, and it's not doing any good because the facts are there.
Could you pull that up? Not this, but the documents.
Can I make one comment?
You sure?
Just one comment as we talk about planning and zoning. One thing just keep in mind, there is certain state statutes that supersede anything that we do. And such as when we, that surveying that James was referring to, that's a state statute. That's not nothing to do with our code. That's something the state dictates to us. So when we're talking about planning and zoning issues, let's just make sure we understand what we can control and what we can't control, because there's certain things that just aren't going to change because the state dictates to us. And I think that sometimes gets mixed up in the conversation of what is under our authority and what is not.
This is the, Dave, go ahead.
You're getting the cart before the horse.
Help us out.
David Stewart.
The first thing you have to do, and I spent months on this also, is define agriculture. I have a piece of ground up there, and I raise seed ticks and sawbriars, and I defy you to tell me it's not agriculture because it does not have to produce a profit.
Right.
It doesn't have to meet any other criteria other than I designate it as an agricultural endeavor. And it's the same way. Rodney Daniels was our attorney for the planning and zoning for a while, and he brought up a case of people in a subdivision raising ladybugs for agricultural benefits, okay. And they couldn't beat it.
Now hang on here, because I'm not following y'all on this. So how does this fit with the problem that I don't understand what you're
saying?
How
can you define something as being agricultural if you don't know the definition of agriculture?
What I'm not understanding, Dave, this has not been an issue that I've heard of.
It is an issue because it's been brought up in a lot of things that you have to have. Well, you have to have so much land to have an agricultural endeavor.
But, Dave, help me out. You could speak to this. how many times has an agriculture project, when you sat on the board, come before us?
We really didn't have that much problem then because was not addressed by the commission, and it was not challenged by the commission or either the planning commission or the county commission.
I don't believe I've seen in the 8 years I've been here, one project come before planning and zoning that was agriculture. James is our assessor.
Yep.
And he decides whether your field that you were talking about originally,
this is true,
is going to be assessed as agriculture land or residential or commercial. That's his job.
Understood.
And the staff going back to 99 that I talked to, if it was an agriculture project, they do not today require a permit if your project is agriculture. There's not been any argument until a month ago or whatever.
It's come up in the past.
What has come up? Please.
About whether something was agricultural or not, because we spent lots of time on it back when I was on the commission.
Again, I don't believe once in the last 8 years have we had somebody with an agriculture
problem. Most of my time was before your time.
I know. Here, and this was when this came out during your time. This, I think, came out in 99 or 2000. Here's what came before the people in their tax statement. Before starting any construction, including homes, da-da-da-da-da, you need to call the office. What James has written to us and what's out at the feed store says this: all agriculture structures must receive a permit to build a structure. He's talking about this document. That's not what this document says.
I wasn't into that argument, Chuck.
Okay. Well, you brought up agriculture.
That's right, but I say you need a definition of agriculture before you start in on something like this, because you've got to define what is agriculture and what isn't.
Give me a handle to handle this,
well,
to get on this, because I just haven't seen agriculture be a problem.
While we're on the handle thing, how did we get the authority to charge for permits without a vote of the people?
I don't know. How long have you been there?
Think about that.
How long have you been there?
Think about that.
Yes, Mark.
Mark Weiss, just now that I've read this, because I don't remember seeing this before, but I noticed two words that haven't been mentioned, if any. Maybe a permit isn't because they're agricultural due to the if any. Don't know what their intent was, but I just wanted to point out the if any.
Thanks. Bob.
Real quick. I was the first one to speak, and I hope I'm the last one here now, so we can go home. But thank you, everybody, for coming. It amazes me that we've had real estate people, the mayor of Branson, we've had the assessor, we've had the Mr. Finley was here, the clerk was here, everybody was here. But there's one person missing, our planning and zoning administrator. I mean, that's what this is about. Why is he not here? That's it. Good night.
Good night, Bob. Another speaker.
Yes, sir. I'm Mark Bernard. I live in Kirbyville. First of all, what is there a timetable for the repairs to the planning and zoning issue? You had mentioned that you're working on it. What are we looking at, 2 years, 3 years? You don't know. Okay.
It's really difficult, because what we had to first do is define, just to identify what, how many districts we wanted. And for example, the R1 and R3, I mean, some counties have, well, we saw, 30, 40 districts, which seems to be a very uncontrolled, managed number. So we came up with 9 that we thought that was manageable. That process alone took months because of everyone has different opinions. So it's taken a lot longer to even get to this first step. And like Chuck was saying, duplexes have become a very big issue. And so, you know, we have emails out to people who've been
for ordinance for duplexes. But what we're trying to do is, what I'm trying to do is, as I hear comments, I'm writing down notes, and Chuck's writing down notes, and Danny's taking notes too, is that we're trying to see where the critical areas are, and we address those as fast as possible, and try to prioritize. Basically, it's triage is what we're trying to do. What's the worst?
Okay, then it was also mentioned that it would cost $30,000 to put this issue on the ballot before 2012.
Correct. Okay. Before the next public countywide election.
Okay, why don't we spend that $30,000 and make sure that this code is fixed and brought up to date, and then if it does end up on the ballot, it'll fail.
Right.
You're going to spend that $30,000 anyway. And if it does fail, you're going to spend $30,000 to appeal it in court or more.
Right.
So let's fix the code book.
Right.
Also, if it contradicts itself, this contradicts the agriculture is, you know, it's not covered in it. So part of it contradicts the other part of it. That means the whole thing is trash and it needs to be thrown out.
Right.
What this is a document that was put out in 99 or 2000 so that folks would, if they were building something, they would check with planning and zoning.
Is not part of the planning and zoning code book?
No, sir. That is a statement that was put out that James referenced. And when we got the statement, it wasn't as he referenced. That's why that's up there.
The purpose
of them putting that out is, and I'm assuming this because I wasn't here, was when you go to build a house or something, a garage, there are setbacks. You got to be 25 foot from the front, 7 foot from the side. And there was a project that came through in my time where they built a garage right next to the road. They didn't follow the setbacks, and they had to tear it down, if I'm not mistaken. So they didn't. I'm guessing they didn't want people to build a structure that would have to be, they'd be in trouble over it. But the issue is, that keeps coming up, is agriculture is exempt.
Well, then how come this did not say agriculture is exempt?
Well, it says
permits are required.
If a permit's required. And the person that was in P&Z at the time talked to him on the telephone. He said, no, sir, we do not require agriculture. So if they got a phone call, you don't have to have a permit. But again, the projects, they left out agriculture for a reason because it wasn't required. But on these other projects, you do need a permit.
Well, we need rules. Without rules, there's chaos, is what there is. We do need rules. I'm not sure, and I have signed the petition, I'm not sure throwing it out is the best thing, but if we're not going to fix it, we got to throw it out and start over. We got to do something. Please. I charge you guys with that. Do something. Show us that you're doing something.
Thanks.
I was able to get an email from our attorney who's up, he's working on the other.
So oh, good.
I have one comment about the fees charged. Okay. It says no vote is needed for fees reasonable related to service provided. If it's not reasonably related to cost of the service, then it might be a tax and then would require a vote of the people. But since we voted, since we voted in planning and zoning, there's a fee associated with the vote. If it's a reasonable fee, then it's not a tax. If it's not related to a service that we're providing, then it would require a vote of the people. So that's his quick interpretation of what to that statement.
And I hope I'm the last.
Who determines if they're
that's
right. By some, it's deemed a violation of the handoff.
Sure.
Right. The Division One, when you were here, Dave, I think was $15, and it was
right. Anything when I was on the phone.
That's a good figure.
That's
pretty reasonable.
No, there was no fees at all when I phoned.
Okay. Well, Division One permit was $15 for many years since I've been around, and it was raised, and I can't tell you how much it was raised to. I think $50 or $30 or something.
The thing is,
but
you do get,
excuse me, if you'd like to speak, Linda, come on up to the mic. You'd be welcome. they we had hearings and the whole bit. I mean, the people, granted, not everybody looks at the new paper. Come on up and give us your name for the record, please. If you, we have a rule. Other folks are living. If you're listening, if you would please just come to the mic and give us your name.
Linda Church. I was just wanting to say, if they do have a fee, I'm not against the fees, but if they turn you down, won't they give you your money back? You know, I don't think it's right. But I've got a lot to say, but I'll be saying at the next meeting because I got to get my stuff together.
Okay. Thanks, Linda. And hopefully my last comment is, going back to what Don said, if you get more phone calls, and Jim already touched on this, but I believe that the County Commission and the Planning and Zoning Commission has a heart to correct what's not right. It may be hard to do. Some of them may not. We may not be able to fix. But we need to know what the problems are. And if you would contact the county commission, fill out my little form, or just contact us so we can know where the problems are that you feel are haywire. Other comments? Thank you, guys. You've been good meeting. Thank you for being here. We'll recess for about 5 minutes. Do we have an executive? I thought I saw.
Hello? That's it, is it?
Yeah, fair enough.
There's nothing else posted, Chuck.
It was a good meeting. I hope something.
Okay.